Good morning. I'm Kevin Alexander, one of Ben's law partners and friends at the firm. I've had the privilege of knowing Ben well, having worked with him for 13 years, and having had a lot of good times with Ben and our other law colleagues. And I have a 3X and a 4X next to good times, as you've probably gathered. We can be a large and sometimes rambunctious group at times, which is one reason why Ben was so loved and popular within our firm. I've also had the very good fortune of getting to know Kim over the years and seeing with admiration how Kim and Ben built their life together in San Diego and Carlsbad and their family, most importantly, with the addition of Harper. As some of you know in this room, mostly on this side, I tend to give rambling speeches that get lost pretty quickly. I'm not going to do that today. Ben would definitely not tolerate it. Incidentally, if Ben were here running the show, and I think he is, there'd be a large screen TV right outside with pregame shows for tomorrow's games, and I think there is. But as someone who writes for a living, like Ben, I put together a few decent letters before, so that's what I've got. It's the best way I could figure out how to communicate my thoughts. Dear Ben, I'm not sure where to start. There are so many things now that I wish we had spoken about. But you aren't one for second guessing or for regret, so I won't go there. You are always a hard charger in everything you do. I've always admired that about you, and it's near the top of my list of things that I like most about Ben. There are a lot of people in this room today with those lists. Mostly, I want to thank you for coming into my life and into the lives of everyone at the firm. It may sound obvious, but it's probably the most important point. And not because it's obvious, but because of who you are and how much of an impact you have made on all of us. I want to thank you for passing along to me your plans, quite literally architectural and design plans, for a multifaceted backyard experience that can host 20-plus weeks of NFL games, 24-hour golf channel, swimming year-round, family and friends at all times. I'm still working on official approval for my own backyard plans, government and Laney pending. Thank you for being such a talented lawyer and team player. Last week, I ran into our opposing counsel from the first case that you and I worked on together back in 2007. She's now a federal judge, and I hadn't seen or heard from her since we resolved our case. The first thing she said to me was, "How's Ben? Do you remember that case we had? How Ben and my then partner, her then partner, whose name I won't say, went toe-to-toe and butted heads? That was crazy," she said to me. Our former adversary and now judge was right. You are a fighter, and you fought for me from the first time I met you. You fought for a lot of us. We came out ahead in that case. I knew then you would be a successful partner in the firm, and very soon. You used that same talent and zeal to build your own practice, a very successful practice, with loyal clients who kept coming back to you, and a track record that was not only enviable, but purposeful. You wanted everyone on your team to come out ahead, and you delivered, earning the fierce loyalty of those closest to you. That's what it takes to succeed at the highest level of the practice of law, and you succeeded at that level. You should be proud of yourself. Your friends and cohorts at the firm are certainly proud of you. Thank you for introducing us to Kim and for bringing Kim and Harper with you on your journey within the firm and to our outings, sometimes by boat. Without a doubt, you found your match in Kim, and you could not have done a better job in choosing a life partner. As you were there for us, we will be there for them. I can assure you of that. Thank you for connecting so many holes and open spaces across our firm. Together, we grew up, or at least we tried. We are now big and sprawling, and very much young at heart, like you. But you closed those gaps, and you drew lasting connections through your friendship, your character, and your sharp laugh. You were the first to put your hand on our shoulder when we needed it, talking in our ear over the banter. I've said it before, but you were as much at home in San Diego and Carlsbad as our first managing partner with Gina, as you were in Pittsburgh, New Jersey, or any other office across the firm. Last, I want to thank you for being such a good friend to all of us. Your passing has been one of the hardest realities to accept in my life. I think so many of us here feel that exact same sentiment. I'm not sure, but I think it's because you touched all of us in a way that is real and lasting, genuine and comforting. Your friendship is the type that's irreplaceable. It's the very best kind. We'll miss you.